defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Oh my gosh, is this really happening? We're back at it. Welcome into it. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The great Mark Walters stepping aside for a day as he is at the NASGW. And I believe, if I remember correct, this is the first time that he's actually been able to go to this one. Now that, as you know, as a follower of Mark Walters, as a follower of Armed American Radio, that he's been busy. He's been doing a lot of different things personally with the business, with the show. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. I am so excited to hear about all the things going on with Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But I myself, it's yours truly, Andy Hoosier, filling in. And it's been a while since I've been on the program, as I've had a lot of personal things going on as well. And it's funny because now we get to talk about Second Amendment issues in a different light. As you know, I was formerly with KQAM in Wichita, Kansas, and it's been great time doing so. I myself have moved, and we moved to the great state of Ohio, back to some family, and I'm not visiting, but I'm here now permanently. And oh, the difference between what Kansas was like and what Ohio was like when it comes to the Second Amendment. And now the battle begins all over. So I'm excited to try and jump into this venture to start working with many different organizations, to start working with elected officials and working on changing the great state of Ohio to make it more gun friendly. I was watching and looking at some of the stats on the rankings of states when it comes to pro Second Amendment, pro gun issues. And of course, Kansas is still ranked number 3, number 4 up there in the nation. Ohio is ranked at like number 28. So Ohio, buddy, my friends, we got some work to do, so I'm excited to do so. We're not going to talk about that throughout the show. I did want to mention it, though, because there are many states that have some serious issues that need to address the Second Amendment thing. Mark talks about it every single day, and I love talking about it whenever I get the honor and the privilege to fill in for the great Mark Walters as he is out and about doing his thing. So we're going to have some fun this hour. Make sure to tune in. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/MidAmericaReason. Still hosting the show, The Voice of Reason, just in a different format for now, and more information coming with that maybe later on. I don't know, maybe we'll have to leak something on that one. I am curious, though, when it comes to different states and the rankings they have when it comes to Second Amendment issues, on how this is all going to mix in the big old melting pot that we have as the United States of America, on what this is going to look like when it comes to the elections next year. The elections next year are going to be absolutely astronomical to see how Donald Trump can win back many blue states that he won in the first election. Michigan, just north of me now, was a blue state, has been a blue state, still is a blue state. They've had blue Democrats elected for years up there. Went red for Donald Trump. Pennsylvania is another one. No one saw it. Remember all the commentators back in 2016? All the commentators, no, Donald Trump's got a 2% chance of winning. There's no shot whatsoever that he's actually going to do this. He can't win the great state of Pennsylvania. He can't win the great state of Michigan. He can't do it. And yet he did. So the question is how? And will he be able to pull it off again? Now, of course, the big topical issues that are being talked about on the Democrat stage and all those yahoos, which I do want to get to in just a little bit because I have been following that, now that I've had a little bit of time to do so and reflect upon these Democrats and their beliefs and what they've been promoting for their campaigns for the 2020 presidential election. And but some of the major issues have, of course, been the economy. Well, guess what? The economy is booming. Poof, there it goes. It's doing great. Off it runs. Fly, little one. Fly out of the nest. It's doing great. We can't complain. They try and say it's only because of the rich and elite doing well. That's not true, because everybody is doing well. You have more money in your paycheck. I have more money in my paycheck. Everybody's happy. The economy's doing well. Manufacturing is coming back. No one can compete against that. So they have to go to something else. What do they go to? Well, we have Tulsi Gabbard, which we could talk about her for a while as well, because she's kind of fascinating to watch, talking about foreign policy, a very unique twist when it comes to topical issues running for president. A smart one, especially being a veteran, especially waving the flag, especially doing the very patriotic thing that I think is winning over many moderates and many Republicans, to be honest, but not the Democrat base, who right now wants to kneel to the national anthem, who wants to burn the American flag. I don't know if you've noticed or not, how many Democrat presidential debates have there been so far? And how many presidential debates on the Democrat side have had American flags on the stage? Oh, yeah. It doesn't go for the narrative. They don't want that. They want something different. So then they have to move on to the next issue. Social issues. Of course, they love those. LGBTQ, abortion issues, healthcare issues, the immigration issue, open borders. We want all the Democrats raising their hands saying that their healthcare plans, whatever it may be, however many free goodies they're going to give away, they're all going to include illegal aliens. And let me tell you something. As soon as they said that, every blue-collar worker out there, everybody working in agriculture, everybody working in factories, everybody working in raw materials, whatever they may be doing, everybody driving truck, everybody that used to vote Democrat all of a sudden changed their mind and said, nope, we're not going to support these guys because we're not going to pay our taxpayer money. The middle class that's struggling each and every day to put food on their table and pay their bills, they're not going to subsidize their paychecks to pay for illegal aliens and their health care. Now, we kind of already do. Let's be honest. We kind of already do because no one gets turned away if they go to the emergency room. Nobody gets turned away if they go to the doctor and have a serious issue. We still treat them. But to openly, publicly come out and say, yes, we want to subsidize your taxpayer money, raise your taxes, and give you some health insurance, but it's not going to be the best, but we really want to subsidize illegal aliens. Every blue-collar worker that used to vote Democrat, remember? All those good old boys, the Democrats, they're for the working class, they're for the working people, for the blue-collar. Every one of those went out the door. And then comes the Second Amendment issue, and have you been surprised at how frequently the Second Amendment and guns have been a topical issue on the debate stage for the Democrats? Honestly, I kind of am. Just a little bit. Because if this wasn't a topical issue, they would be smart to try and keep their mouth shut when it comes to guns. But with all of the mass shootings that went on, maybe them enforced to, or maybe they think it's a winning platform, which I don't get. Eric Swalwell, if you remember him from California, jumped into the presidential race specifically to talk about the Second Amendment and wanting a forceful buyback program. And even though he knew he wasn't going to win, he called out the other candidates to force them to accept and to admit and to endorse a program that would do a forceful buyback. You heard Kamala Harris way back when in one of the first debates, the first one or second one that came out, and said that she would do something, and that if they didn't act, if Congress did not act in the first 100 days, that she would use her phone and her pen and use executive action to take away firearms. Joe Biden laughing up there and using his magic marker on his forearm to try and write down his notes, talked about the smart gun, which everybody knows is a silly thing to talk about when it comes to the Second Amendment. You hear Cory Booker going on about it. And now you have good old Beto O'Rourke, who went to a gun show, who talked to individuals at a gun show, wanted to see what their thoughts are, wanted to find a common ground between the gun advocacy groups and himself on where they could find a happy-go-lucky, nice little center in there to where they would support him while he's trying to take away their guns. And now he's been the loudest advocate on the Democrat side wanting to fight to take away those firearms. Can you imagine? Here's my theory, for one. As you know, and I've talked about this many times, Mark talks about it all the time, that Democrats are like children. They throw their temper tantrums. It's not just, well, you're doing something I don't like, but I'm not doing it, so I'm okay. I'm going to walk my direction. You do your thing. I may not like it, but go ahead and do it because I respect your right to do so because I'm going to go do something different. That's not how they operate. It's, I don't like it, therefore no one should be doing it. I don't like you smoking cigarettes, therefore I'm going to tax the heck out of it. I'm going to ban it. I'm going to raise the price on it. I'm going to regulate it. I'm going to punish the tobacco company. It's going to be evil. We want you to smoke marijuana, but we don't want you smoking tobacco. Tobacco company. Evil tobacco company. Terrible. It's evil. We got to come after them. Got to shut them down, right? That's what we hear day in and day out. With guns, they don't like them. Therefore, we need to get rid of them. Beto is the ultimate man-child. Not just because he has a felony, not just because he's got breaking and entering and he's got a DUI and a hit and run and all this other garbage on his record. It's because he is the ultimate Democrat man child that when they don't get the way they want, they throw their temper tantrum. They have the meltdown in the middle of the grocery store. Raise a hand. Everybody do that. Anybody had a kid, a grandkid that's done that? They wanted the lollipop. They didn't get the lollipop. So therefore, they start throwing the meltdown in the middle of the store. And you have two ways to handle it. You can ignore it. You can address it. You can take them out to the car. Had the stern talking to. Beto, in my opinion, he's jealous. He cannot pass a background check. He cannot pass a background check for a concealed carry. He cannot pass a background check to purchase a firearm. Therefore, he does not want anybody to pass a background check to purchase a firearm or to purchase a firearm altogether, which is why he is the loudest advocate out of anybody on those debate stages right now when it comes to guns. He is leading that charge. And I think, again, just my speculation, that any of those gun advocates that he did chat with and talk to on that floor at the gun show just a few months ago are now feeling completely betrayed by him, unless they knew it from the start and they just laughed at him there and just kind of ignored him. Oh, the cute guy in the corner. I think that they're betrayed because he's betrayed their confidence. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay tuned.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, that's right. Welcome back. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walter stepping out for a day as he's traveling. He's doing his thing. He's hanging out at the NASGW. I'm Andy Hoosier. I'm filling in, and it's a great honor to do so as I've been itching to get back on the microphone. So here's the story, just real quickly, if you have followed my story at all. As you know, hailing from Wichita, Kansas on KQAM, the Big Talker, no longer there, visiting and actually moving back to the great state of Ohio where family is, and now just working on the individual projects, doing the podcasting, doing the home live streams, the videos, which all that's coming, so you'll be able to follow me. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/MidAmericaReason, and a lot of that stuff's coming, which means all of this is happening from the great bunker of the Hoosiers. Yeah, that's right. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but welcome into it. Visit Mark, armedamericanradio.org. He's had so many great things going on as well. He's expanding. His stuff is blowing up. Your support, everybody's support that follows Mark and what he's doing is so phenomenal and so huge, and I know that he's had a lot of big news coming up on his website along with what he's talked about on the air, so make sure to check it out, armedamericanradio.org, and get all the information on that one. I swear, I promise to you that I'm not doing it for the name-calling of Beto O'Rourke, as we had talked about in the last segment. It's not name-calling. It's proven fact. When you act the way you do, then that is called throwing a temper tantrum. When you say, we're going to... And by the way, when he says we're going to come and round up the guns, the ARs, the AR-15s, the assault rifles, if you do not willingly give them up, we will forcefully come and get them. How hypocritical can you possibly be? He is Robert Francis O'Rourke, an Irishman, who tries to be Hispanic by calling himself Beto. My friends gave it to me. Well, great, your friends gave it to you. You know what? I probably eat spicier food than you do, pal. I love my spicy food. I love my salsa. I love my habaneros. I love my tacos. Let me just tell you, I probably eat way spicier food than you. But regardless, I'm Irish as well. Doesn't matter. You call yourself Beto. I don't call myself a Hispanic name. You call yourself Beto, and you advocate for open borders. And what have you and every other Democrat on that debate stage talked about? How it's completely unreasonable and irrational and irresponsible for the United States of America to go around and round up 20-plus million illegal immigrants in this nation. However, you're totally okay with knocking on a door of 120 million households to try and check on firearms and try and take them away. That's not hypocrisy, right? That's not like the lowest common denominator of like the not so brightest crayon in the box sort of thing. So how well does that play out to you? And it is the ultimate temper tantrum when you cannot pass a background check and yet you want to dictate on anybody that can on what they can and cannot buy. That's like the argument that they use, which I disagree with. But when it comes to like the abortion issue, for example, and they're like, you're a dude. You don't have a say in that. You don't have a say in abortion issues. You're not a woman. You don't have to carry it, man. You don't have a uterus. That's what they say, right? You don't have a say in that. Well, guess what, Beto? You don't have a say in this because you couldn't pass a background check if your life depended on it. You can't have a say in the Second Amendment because you don't have a say in it at all because you've kind of ruined your chances to do so because you've made some not so good decisions for your life. And I'm not judging. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs redemption. I hope he has redemption. I hope he's fixed his ways, the errors of his way, and he's gone about his life in a perfectly good manner. I hope so. I hope the best for him and his family. I'm not trashing him personally like that in any way, shape, or form. But, dude, you don't have a say in this. You can't talk about this kind of issue and act like you know what's going on when you obviously have no idea. Real quickly, before we move on as well, according to Breitbart News, that Beto O'Rourke, here's his quote, "We must listen to our children who promote gun violence or gun control." That's right. It's the children. Just like that Greta gal that went to the United Nations and was talking about, you stole my childhood. You stole it because of climate change. You stole my childhood. No, it would be your parents and the propped up media trying to propagandize you to make you look like the innocent little girl that stole your childhood because you're not at home playing with your friends. You're on the floor of the United Nations talking about climate change and how the world's going to end. But now all of a sudden the children are the experts. It's not the experts that are the experts. It's not the experts that show that like 2-5% of federal crimes done that are people that are actually in federal prison that committed a crime with a firearm, 2-5% of them actually used a legal firearm. The rest of them were done by stolen firearms, black market firearms. So, of course, background checks and extended background checks and red flag laws and all these things to keep the regular folk from getting firearms. That's the appropriate response to handle this, to keep firearms out of the hands of bad guys, right? That's when 2 to 5% of them are done with legally purchased firearms. That's the way to handle the issue, right? Of course it is. Yeah, those aren't the experts, though. We shouldn't listen to them. Those guys are just, you know, propagandizing. Those guys just have opinions. They don't know what they're talking about, right? That's what we're told. It's the children. When a child holds a sign and says, "Not one more," or "Books, not bullets," or "Spend money on my classroom, not on your gun." And they go on about all these. First off, do you really think the kid came up with that? Do you think the child, a 7, 8, 10-year-old child, came up with that clever little phrase? No, it was the parents. And what kind of sick, pathetic parent would use their child like that in some type of propaganda to go against a certain agenda? Because they love the David Hogg types. I think that's child abuse. What do you think? To me, that's ultimate child abuse right there. Why would you do that to your child? But now they're the experts. There's an old saying back in the day that said the Democrats obviously don't have much of a brain and they use the emotion, which is true. They use more emotion than they use facts because they have no facts in this. But now Beto, desperate, still floating at like 1% approval rating, 0.5% approval rating. Now the children are the ones we need to listen to that promote gun control because, well, it is the ones that we need to listen to. If it's the it's all about the children. That's how we get more education funding, by the way, too, right? Different school districts around the country, different states that tax massive amounts of their state taxes, property taxes, sales tax, income tax in order to go to their education system. And you're like, wait a second, why is 60%+ of the state budget going towards education? It's for the children. Don't you love the children? It's for the children. Why would you be against the children? It's what they tell us all the time. So now they use that on the gun control as well, the children. I say that majority of Americans see right through that and first off shake their head and say, "You have no idea what you're talking about." Second off, it is child abuse to use your children in that sense. In the great state of Ohio and really all across the country, as you know, we are getting just weeks away, a week or 2 weeks away, from local elections. City councils, mayors, district attorney, all that, whatever it may be in your local areas, those are extremely important elections. And this is the way, you want to talk about ways to fight this? Ways to laugh at Beto O'Rourke? Ways to get rid of the Democrats? Vote in your local elections. I know they're not big ones, and I know that you're really focused on the big kahuna next year with President Donald Trump, you know, all 435 members of Congress and the House of Representatives, the 33 or 35 different senators that are going to be out there for re-election as well. This is a huge election next year because things could swing the other direction or they could stay Republican. We could gain control of the House again, which I think is hilarious because that's why Nancy Pelosi has been so concerned about the whole impeachment thing. If moderate Democrats and moderate districts end up going that way, then they're going to lose those seats and they don't want that. So they are a little desperate in that sense. But the local elections this year, go vote. You hear about the municipalities along cities, HOAs around communities trying to ban firearms. You want to stop that? Go and vote. We'll talk about that when we come back here in just a minute as well. We got lots more to get to. Half hour coming up. Bottom of the hour news right around the corner. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walter sitting out here. Andy Hoosier sitting in for just a day. Be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, "You don't need something," tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom-built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier, sitting in for the great Mark Walters. He's out and about doing his thing, and we love it when he does all the time. Why? Well, because I get a chance to sit behind the microphone for a day, and I'm truly honored and grateful to do so each and every time. Hold on one second here. Here we go. What does he always say? No food and drink in studio? Well, I'm in the home studio, and no food and drink in here either, because that's my own equipment. And guess what? Sipping on a glass of scotch is the best way to actually do a program with no food and drink in studio, because science works so incredibly well. Make sure to check him out, armedamericanradio.org. You can visit me, facebook.com/midamericareason. Like the page, follow it. We got information coming up on the show here as we continue on. We talked about, real quick before the bottom of the hour break, was the upcoming local elections all across the nation, city council and mayors and sheriffs and whatever's going on locally. And you ask sometimes, why does that stuff matter? I don't really get into the local politics. I listen to talk radio. I listen about Donald Trump. I listen about the Democrats. But the local thing, it's just not really my deal. Well, let me tell you, this is probably the most important election that you can go to. Yes, the presidential election's important. Yes, the 435 members of the House of Representatives up for re-election or election in some way, shape, or form is important. Yes, the 33 senators is important. But what's really important is the local level. Politics is actually coming back down to the local level. It really is. People are paying attention more because they have more of an impact. If you email your city council member, wherever you may be, even in a big city or a small town, whatever it may be, if you email them or call them up, you have a way better chance of getting a response than if you email President Donald J. Trump, right? Just makes sense. It's common sense. You actually have a better chance to get a hold of them. And that's a good thing. So the question is, why does that relate to the Second Amendment? Well, I don't know if you've been listening to individuals like Beto O'Rourke and some of the comments that he's made, and other Democrats as well, about what they want to do. Eric Swalwell wanting the forceful buyback. Kamala Harris wanting to sign an executive order to force people to give up their firearms. How are they going to do that? I mean, it talks nice. It's nice platitudes, like every other Democrat idea. The platitudes are nice. They sound pretty. They sound wonderful in a dreamland. If everybody was like high out of their mind chasing the nice little puffed magic dragon, everything would work out beautifully. That's not the way reality works, though. And the question is that if you want a forceful buyback or someone to come and take those firearms, how could you do that? The only way that would happen is with what? Law enforcement. Now, let me ask you something. What law enforcement's going to go and do that? Now, there was an interesting story that came out just a couple of days ago, and the Washington Examiner is actually loving this story because they see it as a win for the red flag laws. And it comes out of Seattle to where, here's the headline from the Washington Examiner: authorities use red flag law to seize weapons from alleged neo-Nazi leader preparing for a race war. And they talk about the story that this is out of Seattle, which makes me a little skeptical on what they consider a neo-Nazi. Maybe he was actually part of a neo-Nazi group, which they say he was. And it's called the Adam Waffen Division, a Nazi group promoting anti-Semitism, racial cleansing, and violence. All right. But it's still out of Seattle, so they think that anybody that wears a MAGA hat is all of a sudden part of this group as well, and is some kind of Nazi, Hitler, fascist. So, I don't know. But let's just go with it for a second, shall we? Authorities in Seattle successfully initiated a red flag law and seized a cache of guns from the alleged leader of a neo-Nazi group. Caleb James Cole, 24 years old, has not been charged with a crime, but authorities were able to use state law that allows the government to respond to petitions and seize the guns of people deemed at risk to themselves or others. What did they seize? They removed 5 rifles, 3 pistols, and other gun parts from Cole for at least 1 year. Okay, now, if they call it a cache, I'm sure people are smirking, saying, I have more guns than that in my basement right now! But regardless, it's some guns. And they say that he was part of this group that, quote, it appears that he has gone from espousing hate to now taking active steps on preparation for an impending race war, according to police, during their petition. So they're using this story as a hype-up for the red flag law and how great it was. And look, we stopped something from happening. Now the question is, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Doesn't matter. Here's the point of the story, that the media is obviously missing altogether. If this is a victory for red flag laws, which it's not, we still need to have due process, right? I mean, we have the right to different ideals, different opinions, different beliefs, different religions, different philosophies, different political beliefs. We have the right to these things. And he may have been a Nazi, which means he's a sick individual, because no one should believe in Nazism, believe in a pure race in any way, shape, or form. To me, that's just sick. It turns my stomach thinking about something like that. But he also has the right to believe those beliefs. And radicalism meets radicalism. It's really two flips of the coin. You hear about Antifa in Seattle, and you hear about Nazism in Seattle. And Antifa is trying to fight Nazis because of the anti-fascists by using fascism to fight fascism, which just doesn't make any sense. And they're really two sides of the coin because both ideals are progressive liberal values that try to judge people based on skin color or belief or something that they do not agree with. It is two sides of the same progressive liberalism coin. So do not try and say that all of a sudden you've won some victory over right-wing conservatism from a neo-Nazi. Number two, the red flag law could have been completely avoided. If this is a radical group, this whatever it's called, Adam Waffen Division, if that's what this group is, and if they are a radical group with the intent to harm somebody, he already would have been on a red flag. He already would have been flagged by the government for when he did a background check. He would have been denied. Which means, how did the red flag law actually come into play here? Because you would think that if he was part of this organization And this organization was already being, quote unquote, watched by the government and concerned about being radicalized to not just espousing hate verbally, but actually acting upon it. They would have been flagged. They would have put on a no-fly list. They would have been blocked by the government. They would have been spying on them. Things have already would have been in motion here. And then they would have raided them. And the media turns around and says, look, we used red flag laws because we stopped someone from potentially harming somebody else. And he got his guns taken away for a year. He's not charged with anything. But he owned five rifles, and we think he was going to go after somebody because he was radicalized. If that were the case, wouldn't we have already known about it? If that were the case, wouldn't the government have already watched him and put a flag on to where he would have been denied to purchase any other firearms? Something to think about, right? Now, I don't know. It's speculation. But they're using that as a hype and a victory for Red Flag, and I call BS on that one because that's just not true. So let's generalize it again, and let's talk about the forceful buybacks. Let's talk about them going after your firearms in a very forceful way, wanting to take away those guns in a very forceful physical manner. First off, you're going to go to 120 million households across the nation, the NRA being one of the greatest, largest special interest organizations in the country with over 6 million members, not to mention the Gun Owners of America, not to mention the Second Amendment Foundation, not to mention every state organization around the country that fights for the Second Amendment, and you're going to try and take guns away from each and every one of them, right? Long rifles, assault rifles, because they're very scary, because they assault people. I put mine on my couch one day and waited for it to assault me. And it didn't happen. And I feel so left out. Why didn't it assault me? The weapons of war, because they're very scary, right? We're going to forcefully take the... How are we going to do it? How is it going to happen? Well, the question is, the only way they could do it is something like the red flag laws, and it was something called law enforcement. Now, let me ask you something. If law enforcement, your local law enforcement, got the word from the White House and said, hey, it's code whatever. Here's the code word. Go make it happen. Take the guns away from everybody in your county or in your city or in your district or however it's going to be breaking up around your area. Your local law enforcement, do you think they'd actually do it? You got to remember, these are individuals that live in the community that probably have firearms themselves, that probably know neighbors, relatives, family members, people down the street that own firearms as well, have probably gone and shot with them on many frequent occasion, and they just got the order to come to your door, to knock on it, or forcefully enter if necessary, and take away that firearm. Do you really think that's going to happen? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Plus, I want to talk about the logistics of law enforcement and how that would all play out. All that and more coming up. One more segment left. Big show today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walter. Stay here.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, Tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
That's right. One more segment left here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters out today as he's traveling out and about doing his thing. Andy Hoosier filling in, and I love doing so any chance that I get to, whether it's filling in with him, guest hosting the show, which I love to do, and I appreciate the opportunity to do each and every time. Make sure to visit MarkArmedAmericanRadio.com. Or make sure to visit me, facebook.com/MidAmericaReason, as the show is the voice of reason that I do. But right now it's Armed American Radio talking about law enforcement. I asked the question, I hope you pondered it during the break, was, oh yeah, if law enforcement, your local law enforcement, your local police, your local sheriff, your local deputy got the call from the White House, from the federal government, and said it's time to enact code whatever and go and round up those firearms. If they got that call, would they actually do it? Because the question is, do they answer to the White House? Now, when they take their oath, I have not been to a police swearing-in oath, so I cannot say for sure, but here's my speculations that they promise to protect the law and the law of the land, along with the Constitution of the United States, as many elected officials do, right? That's usually what happens, but local law enforcement is not organized or orchestrated at the federal level. That is something Democrats have been dying to do for years, for decades, really, and they've not been able to make it happen because, well, they just haven't been able to make it happen. They've wanted a federalized law enforcement agency that is yet to actually evolve. Now, we have the CIA, we have the FBI, we have different militant organizations. We have the National Guard. We have those sorts of things. But none of them are actual law enforcement boots on the ground for the streets to actually keep the peace and keep the order in the United States. It doesn't work that way. In fact, according to JustLanded.com, there are over 500,000 law enforcement officers and a total of 40,000 separate police forces across the nation. Over half of them, which are simply one or two-man sheriff's offices in small towns. So tell me this, riddle me this, Batman, that if Beto O'Rourke got into the White House and made that order, guess what? in rural America, in tiny little town where there are two sheriff's deputies in the town, and there are tons and thousands of different farmers around the area in the county, and they all have many firearms, including AR-15s and evil assault rifles. How do you expect to go and knock on their door and tell them that they need to give it up, or we will forcefully take it from you? How's it going to happen? Because it sounds like a pipe dream, doesn't it? Well, it kind of is. Because there's no way they could make something like that happen. They don't have a federal law enforcement agency. They have local, that's run by state, that's run by the county, and that's run by the city. Which circles back to my original point that coming up in a couple of weeks here, we have local city council and mayor and sheriff and whatever elections going on in your municipalities all over the country. And it's important for you to go and vote for them, because if you do not, and the other side rallies and gets one vote in there more than you, they get those individuals that would comply when it's requested instead of standing and fighting against it. There have been multiple sheriff's offices that have come out on Twitter, that have come out on Facebook, that have come out with memos in their communities saying if this ever happened, we would not comply. And they have every right to do so because they do not answer to the federal government. They would not comply with rounding up of firearms. So it's a pipe dream that the Democrats have, and they love pipe dreams because it sounds all nice and warm and cozy for Democrats, because they don't want to live in reality. But the fact of the matter is that it's a pipe dream for them. When law enforcement agencies wouldn't comply, they'd have to find another solution. Their only other solution is to send the military. Half the military wouldn't do it anyways, and if military were on the streets knocking on doors, we'd have an entirely separate situation that's a little bit more severe than talking about what we're talking about. Just saying, right? So we have better ways to actually address this, and the Democrats don't realize they live in that pipe dream. They want so badly to be able to talk about something nice. I mean, it's a pipe dream for them to talk about free college, to talk about free health care, to talk about high taxes, to talk about open borders for immigrants. It's a pipe dream for all of that, but they really live in the fantasy world when they talk about wanting to round up firearms. And you want to be able to stop it and ensure nothing like that happens. Remember, politics happen at the local level. They can pass whatever they want to, and sure, we'll get a hit from it. We do well when they cut taxes at the federal level. We don't do well when they raise taxes on us at the federal level. When they talk about trade, when they talk about manufacturing, yeah, that affects the local plants in the area. Sure, that affects everybody. But when your city council talks about how much water you can use, when the local municipality and the mayor talks about how much money they're going to spend on a sales tax on goods in your city to purchase a brand new stadium or a brand new whatever, when they talk about those affect you right there, personally, affect you right where it counts, right where it hurts sometimes. When they talk about building new things, when they talk about wanting to put a new park in, when law enforcement talks and puts in the statutes of what they're going to do at the local level, that affects in a positive and a negative way, from local municipalities all the way up to large cities. It affects you. Go and vote. The most important thing, the biggest civic duty that you can possibly do, is to get your voice out there and vote, even with local elections. Because if you don't, then you won't have sheriff's offices that would turn around and say, no, we're not going to comply with this. Yeah, we're just going to do what the government tells us to do. It's important for us to comply with the federal government, right? With over 40,000 separate police forces across the nation, and many of them one- or two-man sheriff's offices, tiny little towns that don't really need it, they don't have the manpower. Don't be intimidated by the talking points of the Democrats, by Beto O'Rourke or any other yahoo on the left side of the aisle. Don't be intimidated by it, because it doesn't work. They can't do it. They can talk about it all they want to, but number one, they're upsetting half the voter base, and even potential Democrats that are voting for them who do like to carry firearms, and they're living in a fantasy world. Talking about fantasy worlds, we do have as well the Republicans that are talking about the impeachment stuff as well. There was a story that came out about Donald Trump needing to focus on security and focusing on security of the people in order to win the next election, which I think is like completely irrelevant and doesn't really matter about the, I mean, it matters, but it's not like the big talking point, the big kahuna, the big elephant in the room when it comes to his reelection. His reelection, he's focusing on how well the economy is doing and if he's going to build the wall. That's what his voters and what his constituents really want, isn't it? That's what they focused on. the Republican Party and the gun advocates aren't necessarily happy with his track record on guns, wanting to ban the bump stock, talking about red flag laws, talking about mandatory background checks, all that good jazz. Ohio's working on that right now, which, you know, now that I'm here, I have to figure out how to fight. But that's, I mean, that's an issue. But he's going to win based on his policy. But now there's focus on him needing to focus on security and security of the people. And that includes gun control, because the Democrats are desperate to get it through. And I think they're starting to realize they don't have much of a chance to win the election coming up next year. I think they're beginning to realize that they're spread too thin. They don't have an actual like platform that everybody's going along with. You have a few rabble-rousers like Tulsi going after their establishment, like like Hillary Clinton, and calling her a warmonger. You literally just called Hillary Clinton a warmonger. From the Democrat side, being a patriot, being a veteran, and you went after the epitome of the Democrat Party. They're in shambles. Their golden child, Bernie Sanders, just had heart surgery, and he can barely talk, and he's on the campaign trail trying to sound like he's a 20-year-old that's going to be able to last the next 4 to 8 years in office if he's elected, when he can't last another day. There's no way, and now they want him to focus on security. You have the Yahoo Mitt Romney trying to pretend like he's a Republican for oh so long and trying to say that he would vote for impeachment. That's going to be his issue? President Donald Trump, whether he's listening to this program or not, but if he is, here's my word to the wise. Stay strong with the gun advocates. Because while the Democrats have gone off their handles wanting to do forceful buybacks, wanting to regulate, wanting to pass red flag laws, stay away from that. Embrace the gun advocates, which are the majority of America. Embrace the ones that got you elected, the blue-collar workers. Focus on the economy and focus on the greatness of the Second Amendment that's going to keep this nation going for oh so long. And you, my friend, which I have predicted will win a re-election in a very swift and speedy way. This has been Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in. It's always great to do so. Mark back at it tomorrow. Have a great one.